Zvil chayla mabo, and still will be zaycha the chayla mabo. Rashi says she mechabde b'diburay, because when you do it, you talk to him nicely. Though tovarim toivim unachumim, v'amalocha matalola b'loshen raka, maraloy tzarech hashol. You talk very nicely and kind to your father. Listen, we just have to do it now. We have no money. You have to help us out. And you talk nicely to him and you make him feel good. So machm zay, giving him nachas ruach. So Pasha, when you do the mitzvahs kibud aveim, it depends how you talk and how you act to your father. It's not enough just giving him the food, but you have to give it to him nicely. Make him feel happy about it. But the opposite way, even if you give him the best food, but you make him feel bad about it, it's towards him in Olam. It takes you out of this world. Omer Rabbi Avua, kugoyin avimi bri. Rabbi Avua said, avimi my son, kaya mitzvahs kibud. He was Mekaya Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. Why? Chamisha b'ni Samchi Hevilei, li Avimi. My son Avimi had his own five children. They were all b'nei Samcha, Choshebet children. B'chaya Yoviv. When the grandfather was still alive. V'chi Heves Osir Abavua, Kori Abava, and when Abavua, the grandfather, would come to the house of his son Avimi, Royit V'ozil U'Posach Lei. The son Avimi himself would run to the door to open up the door. The Omer, and he would say, "Im ein, in, yes, yes, here I am." Adamat Yehosam, until he went to open the door himself. In other words, this Avimi, even though Avimi had five nice sons in the house, his own five sons, when the grandfather of Avua came to the house, he did not let his sons open the door, but rather Avimi himself ran to open the door. That's called mitzvah kibud aveim. Yom echad, one day it happened, Amalei, Ashkin Maya. One day it happened that Rabbi Avua asked his son Avimi, bring me some water. Adi Aislei, when he brought him the water, Nimnam. Rabbi Avua fell asleep, he dozed off. So Gochin, Rabbi Avimi, like bent down, Koya lay and waited for him. Adi Yisair, until he woke up. Now that's called kibud aveim. He didn't just stand and say, my dad's sleeping already, goodbye. He waited there till his father woke up, and then he gave him the water. And Estaya Milsa Mashmir, he had a tzlocha then. He had a special shiata d'shmaya, that while now he was bending over and waiting for his father to wake up, Vidorish, he was able to dash, Vidorish Avimi dash in this pitl and kill him of Mizmol Yosef. So Rashi learned that V'yoyde Gochel Afonav, when he was still bending down to see if his father wants the water or not, he understood this medrash of this Mizmol Yosef, that it says that he did not understand this before. Kitsa, now he had special siyata d'shmaya, he was able to understand pshat in this capital. Mizmol Yosef, when the goyim come to give tzara to Klal Yisrael, O Malei Rav Yaakov Bar Avua Le'Abaya. Rabbi Yaakov Abu said to Abaya, "Kagoyin ano, somebody like me, diastinim veirav. By the time I come home from yeshiva, Abba madilei kisa. My father gives me a cup to drink. The kid said the father is respecting his son. V'ima mazgalei, and my mother even pours water into it. She makes the mamash ready for me to drink this cup of wine. Seichi yevu, what should I do? Like my parents are giving it so nicely to me, should I accept it or not?" Because the mitzvah kibud aveim, I have to act to my parents, not them to me. So yes, what should I do? Should I accept it from my parents or not? So Amalei Abaye answered back, Me'imah kabil. From your mother you should accept it. Yes, like your mother has nachas ruach, she feels good, she's giving it to you, she knows you're a chash of a son, she enjoys it, you should accept it. But me'avuch, from your father, leite kabil. Don't accept it, don't let your father give you. Why? Techiv on the Batairu, since your father is also a Talmud Chochim, he's also a Batairam, Chol Shadaita, it's gonna make him feel bad. It's gonna make him feel bad. Here he's a Chosh of a Talmud Chochim, and he's like working for his own son. So therefore, from your father, you should not accept it. Eventually, he's not gonna like it. But from your mother, you should know she's gonna like it. From your mother, you have a right to accept it. Mora says, Rabbi Tarfin, Hevileyahu Imar. Rabbi Tarfin had a mother. Whenever his mother wanted to go down to off the bed, Gochin v'solik lo. Anytime the mother wanted to go up to her bed,
Reb Tarfon would bend down and let his mother climb up on his back. For Choleimus Devi Gnochis, whenever his mother wanted to go off the bed and come off the bed, Nachtalavai, he went down to the floor, and his mother came upon him. That's how Reb Tarfon was Mekayim Mitzvah Kibbutzim. Imamish let his mother climb up on top of him and come down on him. So also Mishtabeach Be'Midrasha, she was coming to the Beis Medrash and she was like breaking in the Beis Medrash. Amri, she said, Be'Midrasha, she was breaking the Beis Medrash like, my son is Mekayim Mitzvah Kibbutzim. Amri, the Chacham said back to her, Adayin Lo Higata L'Chatzi Kibbutz. He should know, he did not even come to half of the mitzvah yet. That's not called Mitzvah Kibbutzim. It's not enough just to let your mother climb up on your back or let your mother come down on your feet. That's not even half of the mitzvah. Kulum, did it ever happen to you? Zokar Anaki Bifanecho Liyam, that your mother should take away your purse, like your money, and throw it away. V'loyech Limosan, you don't get angry at her. That's a bigger kunz. That was the meister before. That the person was dressed up in golden clothing and in front of the king, and his mother came and spit at him and ripped his clothing, and he didn't say back a thing. That's a bigger madrega. The kids, mitzvah kibbutzim is very hard. How much respect you have to give your parents is the uttermost. Fight the Rabbi Yosef ki havi shoma kol kora de'ime, where Rabbi Yosef would hear his mother's voice coming, his mother's steps. Omri said like this, Eikim mikam eshchina. Let me get up in front of the Shechina. In other words, to him, when his mother came, was mamash the Shechina was coming. Like we had before, Kibbut Avein is doima to Kibbut HaMokam. So when his mother came in, to him was kamat like Hashem is coming in. He stood up for the same way he would give Hashem covered. Omri said, Eikim makam Shechina diyasi. I should get up in front of the Shechina that's coming now. Omri Rabbi Yechon said, Ashrei mi shleichoman. Worthy is the person that did not see his parents, like he himself. That Rabbi Yochanan, ki of Rosa Imai, when his mother became pregnant with him, Meisaviv, that's when his father died. Yoldosai, when his mother gave birth to him, to Rabbi Yochanan, Meis Imai, his mother died. So Kitzur, in this book, Rabbi Yochanan was Makatayv, said, Ashrei to me that I didn't see my parents. What does that mean? That he didn't have the mitzvah of Kibbut Avein. Like Rashi explained, it's a very, very hard mitzvah. And somebody that does have parents, has come out like Yevsha, not to do an Avera, not to sometime not give them the right respect. So therefore, in this way, you're better off, like not seeing your parents, you won't get punished for not giving them the right respect. The Rashi says, Ashri Mishle Chomon, She Yevsha Lekayim Kavoidim Kol HaTzarech. It's come out impossible to be Mekayim the Mitzvah the right way. V'unena Shalayim. And therefore, for the amount of respect that you are not giving them, you're going to get punished. So therefore, in this way, Ashrei, at least Rabbi Yechon was like Makat Tov, like Gamzul Tov, he was looking at the good of it. That I call upon him, this much there's a good, that I'm not going to get punished for not doing the mitzvahs Kibbut Avein. For Chayin Abayir, the same thing happened with Abayir also, that his parents died when he was born. For the Gemara, ain't it not that way? Ivi Omer Abayir, plenty of times in Shas we find this memory that Abayir always says, that Omerli Aim, Abayir says over a lot of times that my mother told me. So Mashma, when Abayi was alive, his mother was also alive. And not like we just want to say, like by Rabbi Yechanan, that his mother died the same time he was born. Otherwise, how could Abayi say, my mother told me, never heard his mother. So Mari answers true, no, his mother died when he was born. But he, Marvinisai Havoi, that the Abayi always says, Armuliyem, it doesn't mean his real mother, it means a stepmother. It means the mother has taken care of him. But his real mother died when he was born, and his father also died before he was born. Rav Asi Hevele Yahi Imo Zekena. Rav Asi had an old mother. She was old already. Omra Li, so, and his mother said to him, to Rav Asi, Dina Tachshitim, I want to have jewelry. Buy me jewelry. Ovidla, he listened to her. He didn't say, you're too old. What he needed for her? No. He went to listen to his mother and bought her jewelry. Vina Gavra, she said, I want a husband. I want to get remarried. She was an old lady, and Javaisa, her husband died already. He said, give me another shidduch. So Nayin Buch, she went, he said, okay, I'll look in to try and find you a shidduch. So she said, not just I'm look, but Vina Gavu de Shafika Vosech. I want to have somebody as beautiful as you. His Rabasi was very nice. So the altar mother said, I want to have a man as nice as you. So he advised us he could do something like this. So Shafka Vyozal Lara de Israel. He left and he went to Eretz Israel. doesn't say clear what the Meisir is. Either now doesn't say either he went to try and find a Rashidich there. Hapashi saw he couldn't do it, so just went. He went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Shoma de Ka'oz La'Basri. So he heard his mother's not giving up. His mother also bought tickets to come to Eretz Yisrael. His mother's coming after him. Is Osla came with Rabbi Yechonin. So now Rabbi Asi, in learning in Eretz Yisrael, came in front of Rabbi Yechonin and asked Rabbi Yechonin, Omalei, Mahu Lotzeis Mieres L'Chutz Loretz. Am I allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz? In other words, I ran away from my mother. But now that my mother's coming after me, I might as well go back to Chutz Loretz. Why should she have to come after me? So he wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go back to his mother in Chutz Loretz. So he asked, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Loretz? Omalei, Rabbi Yechonin said back to him, Mishino also. You're not allowed to. A Yid is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. If you go into Eretz Yisrael, you can't leave. It's only for one of three things you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Either for a Shidduch, or else to learn Torah. If you're old, you can learn better in America, you're allowed to come to America. Or else to Panos. If you're not making Panos in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, it's an Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael to come and live in Chutz Loretz. So he answered back, it's also, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Likras imamau. So he answered back, listen, I want to go see my mother, that's why I want to leave. Amalei said back to many a day, Abazay, I'm not sure. Because he wasn't sure if a person wants to leave Eretz Yisrael to go visit his mother in Chutz Loretz, he had a suffix whether he's allowed to leave or not. Is Asrech Purti waited a while, Hoda Osa, then he came back and asked him again. Omalei Asya, so he asked Rabbi Yechonin again. So Rabbi Yechonin said, Asya, you Asya, Nisratis Lotzeis. I see that you want to go. So Rashi Sover, or you should die to Laslam, Kaim Labovel. Like he thought that he wanted to go back to Babel. So we said to him, Hamokim Yazirch L'Sholem, Hashem should take you back L'Sholem, Ad Mekayim Chatu, your place. Mashallah, the pshat is like he saw he wanted to go out to be Mekayim Kibbut Av Kibbut Eim. He says, okay, you can go, but only go for that. Yazirch L'Sholem gave him a bracha like, but you should come right back. In other words, I'm only mat you to go out to see your mother, but then right away I want you to come back again. Omalei said, V'im Isa. So what happened was, also lekaim of the Reb Lezer. Then Reb Asi went out, and he went in front of Reb Lezer. Omalei said to Reb Lezer, Chas v'sholom, I'm afraid, Dilma mirsach rosach. Maybe I got Reb Yechonin angry. Maybe the Reb Yechonin said at the end he was angry at me. So Omalei, Reb Lezer said back, no. Omalei, ma omalecha. Tell me, what did Reb Yechonin tell you? Omalei, so Reb Asi said that Reb Yechonin ended off and told me he gave me this bracha of hamokim yazirch l'sholom, that Hashem should return you in peace. So Omalei, Reb Lezer said back to Reb Asi, you should know, v'yemisa derosach, if it's true, like you're saying what you're afraid, if it were true that he got angry at you, lehevi mevarach lecha, he would have not given you a bracha. So since Reb Yechonin gave you a bracha, Smashmi was not angry at you, but Adarab, he told you the halacha, that you're allowed to go to your mother, but come back. That's where the Mashal learns. Adahoch of Yechonin, meanwhile, shomali aron yudkosi, heard that his mother by Sarius was nifter ready, and the Oren now is coming for Kfur in Eretz Yisrael. Omri said, the Yod Elanavki, or else Mashmi, he already left to Chutz Loretz. So when he's coming to Chutz Loretz, he heard that the Oren was coming. So he said, like, if I would have known this, like she was Meister ready, I would have never left Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbona, Bryce learned like this, Mechabdoi b'chayev u'mechabdoi b'moisoi. There's the Chiyev Kibbut Aveim when your parents are alive, and there's the Chiyev even after they're dead. B'chayev, how is it when they're alive? Ketzad. Ha'nishma b'dover oviv lamokim. If you go to a place, and you want to ask them to do something for you, and you can ask them either to do it for you in your name, or do it in the name of your father. So lo yoyma, don't say, shulchoni b'shvil atzmi, send me for my own sake. Maharuni, take me fast, b'shvil atzmi, because of my own sake. Pidruni, let me go free, b'shvil atzmi, because of my own sake. Ela rather, kulu b'shvil abba. If you're in such a city that they know your father, you're supposed to always talk about your father and say, please, let me go because of my father's sake. That's called Kibbut Aveim. So it sounds why the Gemara Punk brings this down. Like, I mean, there's so many other mitzvahs of Kibbut Aveim. Right? Mashmi, even this says this. That when you're in a new city, like, and even though your father's not there, still you're supposed to say over in his name. So Rashi says, Shulchani, Rashi says, Nishma B'dover Ov, Rashi says, Imake B'yanshe Amoke, Shemechadin Oviv L'chelek L'kovid. If you know these people like your father, they also like you. So don't take it because of your own sake, but take it because of your father's sake. This also is included in Kibbut Aveim. Vaita, the Moisa case of the Gemara says, how is it after your father was mates that still there's a mitzvah? Ho yoimed dover shmumi piv. If you ever say over something that your father said, Lo yoima, don't stop say, Kach Omar Abba, this is what my father said. Ella, but rather say, Kach Omar Abba Moiri. This is the way Abba Moiri said. That's called giving cover to your parents. It's interesting. The Zik is brought down Lacha Moise. What about when your father's alive? You have to do this when your father's alive also. So that means this even applies, even after Moise, you also have this inyan. And Hareini Kaparosoi Mishkavoi. The son is supposed to say, I should be a kapara for my father. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns the son is supposed to say, Ola yovi ko ra haroi lovi al nafshoi. Anything bad like a Gehenna that's supposed to come upon my father, let it come upon me better. That's what a son should say. Fahani midi, when is this? Toich shnei mosachodesh. Only the first 12 months when your parents were nifta. But mikan vielach after 12 months, then we hold your parents already came out of Gehenna already. There's no more punishments. Then you're supposed to say, Aimer, Zechroin Levrocha, Lechayul Amabo. Then if you say anything over the name of your father, you're supposed to end off and saying, your father is Zechroin Levrocha, he should remember the Levrocha, and he should be Zaycha to live here in Chayul Amabo. So Rashi says, Mikan Vielach, after 12 months, Kva Kibul Masha Kibul, he accepted what he received already. She Mishpat Rishoy Yisrael began in Meliud Beis Chodesh. They're only there for 12 months. So this is the respect you have to give your father, Lacha Moisai. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this in the Braisa. Chochom Mishan Shem Ovi Bishem Rabbi. When a Chochom says over his father's name or his Rebbe's name, he has to change it a little bit. Can't stop say his own father's name. And a Chochom is giving a Drosha Barabim, so he has to change his father's name. We'll soon see what that means. Mashenke Turgman, the one that's interpreting the Shir and saying it over to the Rabbim, Eino Mishan, he does not have to change over the names. So, Loi Shem Ovi V'Loi Shem Rabbi. So now, Avua Deman, whose father are we talking about over here? Ilai Ma'avua Demeturgmim, the interpreter, his father. So Mara says, why? Why shouldn't he have to change the name also? Oto Turgmim Lav Ba'chiyuvihu. Doesn't the interpreter also have a chiyuv to kivit avein, to respect his father, not to call his father by father? He has to give him a better name? Elo Amar Rav Rava said like this, Shem Oviv Shochochom, V'Shem Rabbi Shochochom. Like Kiho de Ma Baravashi, like Ma Baravashi, Ki have a Dorosh Apirkum, when he used to give a Drosha. Iyu Omar, he would say over Abba Mori. He wouldn't stop tell the Maturgmim, like you're saying over the Shia, this is what my father said. He would tell the Maturgmim Abba Mori. That's called Kibbit. You're supposed to call your father Mori. Via Mori. That's what you supposed to call your father. But Via Mori, the interpreter, when he said over the Shia, Omar, he just said like this. Hoch Yom Ravashi. This is the way Ravashi said. He did not have to say Abba Moiri. Now, who has to say this lesson of Abba Moiri? Only the son himself. When the son is saying over what his father says, he has to say Baturis Abba Moiri. But the Maturgmim, it's not his respect, it's not his father. So the Maturgmim, when he comes and says, he can stop and say clearly, or this is what Ravashi said. Hochi Yom Ravashi. Tana Rabbanu, look at the verse like this. Ezeo Mairov Yezeo Kibit. What's called fear of your parents and what's called respect of your parents? My raw fear means loy amad bim kaima. You're not allowed to stand in your father's place. Trashi bim yochad am yuchad liyaviv lamed shom besayit zekenim chaver b'yetsa. That's a special place where your father sits and has counsel with other people. You should not stand there, and not even sitting, just standing there. And v'loy yeshiv bim kaima. If there's a special chair in the house that he always sits, you're not allowed to sit in his chair. That's called yira. V'loy saiser as devorv, and don't disargue. Don't argue what he says. Don't disagree with him. Vloy machriya, and don't be machriya. Like, don't tell him to compromise what he says. Trashi moya oviv v'chochem, moya oviv v'chochem akechalukim b'dovor halocha loyayma nirim divrei pleini. If there's a machlekes between your father and somebody else, you should not be machriya. You should not come to say, I like what somebody else says. That's not called yiras of your father. Kibbid, what's called kibbid? Respect. Michael, you have to feed your father, or mash, give him to drink. Malbush, you have to give him clothing, or mechaser, machnis, or moitzi. Rashi is a man, or malbush, or manul, machnis, here. They give on shoes also. Mechaser means let's put on the shoes. Machnis, or moitzi. Bring him in and bring him out. That's why that's called kibbutz. That's what you have to do to your parents. Eboil, you have a question like this. That we say you have to feed your parents, it costs money for the food.